Okay, guys, fantastic. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas, and just back from a mini vacation. We just had the best time in the world, Kathy and I, and did all kind of hiking. We hiked until my legs couldn't walk anymore, I think, so, and played golf on three different occasions and worked jigsaw puzzle. I don't know if y'all have done that in a while, but that's something my mother and I used to do all the time, so that brought back a lot of good memories, and we just really enjoyed that. Just fun time. No news, no TV, just, you know, having a great time, drinking coffee in the morning outside and just having a great trip. So anyway, that's exciting to be able to do, and I can't wait to do that with some of you guys on special weekends that we can plan for strategizing and getting together, brain trust, and getting our team together and working together as family and putting this thing together for your sake and my sake. And really doing this thing with a team effort. I've always said that two brains are better than one, and three is better than that. So we get together and we brainstorm. The energy gets up. The belief level gets up. The conviction level gets up. And we excitedly go back and build our business with renewed vigor and enthusiasm. So that's a great thing as far as being able to build our business together like that. So,
Abby.
Hi, Abby. Welcome. Good to have you online here. Your number is 842-9709, right?
It is.
Okay, I'm gonna put you in here. All right, we will do that.
Thank you.
Abby, great to have you on the call. All right, guys, tonight I want to introduce a special guest, a new friend of mine, and somebody that I met on the calls, on different calls, and also at UIA, University in Action, about a month ago, whenever that was, 6 weeks ago. And, Rob, you were there, so you may have met her as well. But Thelma Champion, and boy, Thelma, do I love your last name. That's a perfect name for building this business. I like that. I've got another good friend. Her last name is Leader. And so her name is Angela Leader, so she goes by the initial A, Leader. And so I find that fascinating. But anyway, Thelma is a great individual. She is so bright. She is so alive. She's so intelligent. She's a beautiful woman in every possible way, and I've just really enjoyed conversing with her. She's new to network marketing, new to Isagenics, new to network marketing, and has already put some great numbers on the board and doing some great things. And I just look for her to be a tremendous leader in the months to come, the years to come, and as time goes by. And so, Thelma, great to have you online. Thanks for being on our call tonight.
Thanks, Tim. Hey, everyone. Tim just introduced me, but I'm from Houston, Texas. I am a chiropractor by profession, and I was introduced to Isagenics last November. I have a little bit of experience in network marketing. You would say I was probably more of a glorified customer in the past company. When I got the call in November and the introduction, my goal was to lose 3 to 5 pounds. And I was hurting in the sense of I didn't feel good, and I had no clue what Isagenics was about. And so 6 weeks into it, we'll kind of fast forward through my process. I was out walking one day, and running has always been my passion, and I was, you know, surprised to realize that my body didn't hurt. I had had a lot of pain in my knees, a lot of joint pain, and obviously through the intermittent fasting cleansing process and, you know, using the shakes and the protein pacing, I was just blown away with the results that I had in the sense of having that kind of new lease on life and not having the body pain that I had been experiencing. So, you know, and then, of course, on top of that, I lost 13 pounds and 11 inches, and I was just ecstatic one morning walking and realizing that that I didn't hurt anymore. And so I started thinking through that process, oh, my gosh, I can't imagine all the people I can think of that hurt on a daily basis and that need this product. So that was the beginning of my story. And, you know, we fast forward to where we're at today. And I was very blessed to be able to introduce it to enough people to make it to the executive level. And, of course, I was happy in that process and excited because we had a few different competitions in Jay Bennett's team. And I won a trip to Hawaii, which I was over-the-top excited about. My husband and I and in June were able to go on the trip to Hawaii. And, you know, I guess the reason that I had talked to Tim about being on the call was it's fun when you win these trips, and it's fun when you get to the executive level. But I have to liken it to running. I've been a runner since age 17, and when I've done marathons in the past, you know, that first 3 miles and 6 miles was always fun and easy to me because I loved running. And when you get to the 10-mile mark, that was still exciting to me because I was able to run a 10-mile mark. But once you go past that half marathon mark, that's when your head kind of comes into play. I mean, obviously you need your body to run, but it gets to be a mind game. And the mile 15 mark, you know, it gets a little tougher, but you're like, oh, it's okay. You know, I've prepared for this. And when you hit that wall at mile 20 and you really do hit the wall, or at least, you know, maybe not the professional runners, but the average Joe like myself, you know, taking on the challenge of running a marathon, that's when you really, you know, when you talk about your belief system and your attitude and your commitment to it, I mean, it's all in your head. And I will tell you, you know, your body hurts, your joints are hurting, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what the heck did I get myself into? And, you know, that's where coaches come into play. And we always had on the team that I ran with, coaches would kind of run into the course with you at mile 20 and coach you through it and help you to realize that, you know, you've come this far and you've trained this hard for all these months that, you know, you can do it. So I use that analogy because I think getting to the executive level is great in itself. But to me, that's just the beginning of the journey of becoming a leader. And so I had to really look at myself in the mirror and think, okay, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have a team? I mean, I just got back from convention, and, you know, you see all these leaders walking the stage, and I had to look at myself and realize that the only way to kind of step into that leadership role and to be that leader is you have to become that leader, right? And you have to do the work. You have to go day in and day out of being consistent in your activities and doing the work that it takes to get there. But it all starts with your attitude. And, you know, we think that our attitude isn't, you know, okay, you know, so you're in a good mood in the day and you wake up and you're telling yourself you're going to make all these calls. But you really have to stay focused on, you know, what you're thinking and what your feelings are and where you're keeping your energy level, because it's so hard to get, you know, to watch the news and get sucked into the negative stuff that's going out there, that's going on in the world. It's so easy to get thrown off pace because, you know, something happened and I don't know, what, your car doesn't start, or there's traffic in the road, or somebody's mad at you that day and they don't like their products and they want to return their products. It's so easy to get stuck on things that you have no control over. So each and every day you really have to stay focused on what you're thinking, what your behavior is, and what your feelings are, and you can't take in other people's stuff. You can't worry about, you know, I can't worry that if Tim doesn't like me. I can't worry that if somebody really doesn't want to try the product, I can't take that personal. So it's just really staying focused on your attitude and, of course, you know, your belief, right? And the ABCs, the belief part of it, thinking about, you know, do you really see yourself and believe in yourself? Because until you believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you, in the sense of if you don't think that you're worthy of walking the stage and being the leader, then you're not going to put off that energy and you're not going to attract the things that you need into your life. So it's really focusing on faith and not fear. And it's easy some days to wake up and get stuck in fear mode. I mean, I will be real honest with you, the whole month of July, nothing hardly happened in my business. And I thought, what am I doing wrong? I mean, how could I have gotten to the executive level and all of a sudden I can't give my product away? And it all had to do with my attitude and my belief. And I think, you know, I don't know, Tim, if you'll agree with me, there are days when you can wake up and you're in the best mood, and then there are days it's like one thing can kind of knock you off. And for me, it's going into that negative thinking, that stinking thinking, right? You can't, you know, if it's to be, right? Like they say, if it's to be, it's up to me. I mean, it's up to me to wake up that way and do what I need to do, whether it's reading, whether it's journaling, whether it's, you know, doing my affirmations, going out for my walk and really saying my prayers and doing the work that it takes to kind of get my belief to the point where I'm at that higher level energy. And then, of course, the commitment and devotion and the responsibility and the day in and daily activity that you need to do. So I really looked at myself when I came back from convention and I thought, okay, what am I doing and what am I going to, how am I going to step it up? What am I going to do to become that leader? And so the first thing that I did, we had a call last night with Kathy Cooper because she had all the new executives on a call, and she talked about the same thing that she did in convention about Isagenics taking it to the next level, and they wanted to bring in so many more new millionaires, right, ISA millionaires, and they had a call to action, right? Who is going to step it up and become that next new leader? And I thought, okay, that I want that to be me, but what am I doing? What am I going to do? The first thing that I need to do to actually believe that I could be a leader. I thought, okay, what have I done in the past? What have I done when I did bodybuilding contests? What did I do when I did pageants? I had to make myself accountable. What did I do when I ran the marathons that I ran? I had to tell somebody that I could be accountable to, and it couldn't be Mark Clausen. It couldn't be Tim, because, I mean, I liked him, and he's nice, and he's my friend. But, I mean, it had to be someone that I really, what is the word, that you kind of almost scared to talk to on the phone and tell them that you're going to be accountable. So I had a call today with Kathy Cooper, and I said, okay, you said that you wanted, you know, you wanted us to step it up and think big and get into action. I said, I want you to hold me accountable. I want to be an ISA millionaire. I want to do what it takes to be that person. And I know, first of all, it starts with my attitude. And so each and every day I wake up and I have my 10 affirmations. I wake up and I say my affirmations and I think them in my head. I go into meditation. I think about what I'm going to do and what I'm going to achieve. And then I get my journal out and I write them out. And then when I go for my run, because I'm back to running again and I wasn't running because of an injury, and thanks to Isagenics and the cleanse and the protein, my body is strong again. So I go out and I actually say my affirmations when I'm running. I mean, hopefully nobody's listening to me when they're walking by me, because I probably sound like an idiot. But, I mean, I tell myself to that by the time I get home, my energy level is so high in my belief and my attitude that – and it's weird to me, because I think, you know, the whole month of July not much happened in my business. And in one day today, I went out with – such high conviction and such high attitude and belief in myself and my commitment. I spoke to 2 chiropractors. I spoke to 2 orthopedic surgeons. I spoke to 2 nurses and 1 primary care doc. And every one of them said, huh, I'd like to try that. Can you bring me some samples? And I thought, okay, how did that happen today? And just last week, I couldn't give a pack away. And again, it's with your attitude. And it was my attitude and my belief that I can do this, my belief that I'm going to hold myself accountable, my belief that I actually called or text Kathy Cooper and said, can I have a 5-minute call with you? I mean, it's getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, being on this call. If you would have asked me last year to be on this call, I probably would have been freaked out thinking, oh, my God, I've got to talk to people. Now it's like, okay, if I'm going to walk on stage, Tim, right, if I'm going to walk on stage and introduce myself and say, hey, I'm one of your next and upcoming leaders, you know, you can't do that unless you get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? I mean, I know you've been there. You had to have been in a position at one time where – you know, you host these calls now, and you're amazing when you're on the calls, but there had to have been a point in your life when it wasn't so easy to do a call, or it wasn't so easy to get up and do a presentation.
No, you're exactly right. And I tell you what I'd love to hear from you, Thelma, is some of your affirmations, some of the things that you tell yourself in the morning, like on your run today. What did you tell yourself?
Okay, they're right here in front of me in this big old sticky piece of paper, like a big sticky note, but it's like, you know, the size of a, I don't know, 20 by 17 or whatever. Okay, so you can't laugh, but I'm going to read them because you asked me to. I'm a happy and healthy mother and wife that is in control of my life. I love myself, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way. I'm a beautiful, strong, and bold, and everyone loves me. I'm a successful Isagenix 7-star platinum executive creating financial freedom. I am an amazing teacher, trainer, and mentor. God uses me as a healer in many amazing ways. I consistently attract and create $1 million or more income into my life each and every year. I train with ease daily, gaining strength by running, doing yoga, weight training, meditating, and journaling. Nelson's my husband. Nelson and I own a beautiful 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom home on the Guadalupe River in New Braunfels, Texas. And I am able to travel the world and create financial freedom wherever I go. Those are my affirmations. I add stuff sometimes.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I love that. And here's what I would do. Thelma, you tell me if you would challenge everybody listening to this call to write out. How many do you have there, 10?
Yes.
Okay, 10. So I would challenge every single person, including myself. I'm talking to myself here. Every single person on this call to write out your affirmations exactly what you want to accomplish, who you are in the future as if you are now, and say it right now. So Thelma said, I'm a 7-star platinum. And so you're identifying yourself not as a consultant, not as a manager, not as a director, not as an executive. We're talking about somebody that's making a boatload of money, is highly successful, has a huge team, is mentoring dozens, if not hundreds of people, and they're walking across stages, and not for self-glory, but just for the fact that, you know what, God gave us this ability to be able to do this. Why in the world would I not do it? And so I offer that challenge to each and every one of us. Would you agree with that, Thelma?
I would, and I would take it a step further. I also have a vision board, and I had a vision board years ago, and it was, you know, kept it forever. And when I signed up with Isagenix, I thought, okay, you know, my dreams have changed. My desires have changed, and the things that I want to attract and the things that I want in my life. And so, you know, I've listened to a lot of different I listen to a lot of different things when I'm walking and running, and they talk about, you know, that you want a vision board too, because you want to see it, right? You want to say it, you want to read it out loud, and you visually want to see it so that you keep it in your focus. And then you want to meditate. And, you know, you don't have to meditate for hours. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. We're all in a hurry. But 5 minutes, close your eyes and visualize the things you want. Visualize and say your affirmations as you're sitting there just, you know, with your eyes closed. Say your affirmations. Visualize your affirmations. See yourself walking the stage. And then write it, and then journaling. You want to write it too. There's something to visually seeing it, visually, and, you know, then the stimulation of you actually, you know, speaking it and saying it to the universe, and then actually, you know, journaling and writing it down. But, you know, I will tell you, there were times where, and there still are times when I think, okay, you've planted all these seeds and you've talked to these people and you're like, what the heck? How come, you know, why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? And a lot of people want to quit right before, you know, things will happen because they don't see it. And it's like a seed. You plant these seeds and you don't, you know, it's having faith. Right? We go into fear and we think nothing's happening, but you can't go dig up a seed and say, okay, is it growing? Oh, not growing yet, and put it back in the ground and then dig it up again, because you're going to kill the seed. You have to have faith that if you're doing the daily activity and doing the work and you are planning and dripping on people and calling people and making those calls and making more calls and making more calls, you have to have faith that it's going to happen, right? You have to have faith. You can't go into fear, because if you go into fear, you're going into that negative, lower energy. And if you keep your energy high and faith and belief and love that, you know, you're making a difference in people's lives by sharing this amazing, you know, not only the amazing products, but the amazing opportunity. So it's keeping your energy level high. So vision board, writing out your affirmations, doing a little bit of meditation, and then saying them out loud, and then writing them down. Those are the things I do every day now. And when I do them consistently, it's like night and day, and what happens in my day, and the things that I attract. And so you just have to have the faith. I mean, just because you can't see it and just because you can't hear it doesn't mean that it's not happening. I mean, you think about a dog whistle, right? I mean, we can't hear a dog whistle, but it doesn't mean that it's not, that noise isn't there. It's just not in our, you know, our auditory system. We can't hear that. But it doesn't mean that it's not there. So just because you can't see things happening doesn't mean that the universe, God, however you want to say it, isn't arranging it and making things and that you're not attracting things to you. But you just have to have that faith, that attitude of, you know, gratitude, that attitude of belief in yourself, that you deserve it first, that you're worthy of it. And you have to tell yourself every day because there's so much stuff out there that can bring you down. You just turn on the TV and watch the news in the morning and you get depressed. I try not to watch the news anymore because it's so depressing. And here's one last thing I want to add, Tim. I am very much a fixer. I would say that my purpose in life is as a healer, and I was a massage therapist for years, from there, you know, as a chiropractor for years, and I love working on people. I love helping to, I say, fix. I mean, it's not me really fixing them. I say it's a higher source, God, working through me, but I'm a fixer. I love to help people. I'm just all about that, but you have to realize that there's your business, everybody else's business, and God's business, and you can't waste your time and energy on other people's business and God's business because it's not up to you. I mean, you are using and you're wasting and expending your energy trying to fix things that you have no business trying to fix, right? You can't worry if somebody returns a pack. If they don't want the pack, they don't like it, you have to bless them and release them and on to the next person. If somebody doesn't want to join your business, you know, maybe it's just not right now. Maybe it's never, but that's okay. That's their business, not yours, because all you're going to do is suck the energy out of yourself and waste it on something that you have no business worrying about. So that, you know, that was something I had to learn the hard way because I tend to want to fix people and save people. And you can't fix people and you can't save people and you can't become an ISA millionaire by going to the people that don't want to be saved. Go to the people that have the money, that want good products, and that want to make a change in their life, and that want to be, you know, that want to take in this product and change their lifestyle.
Well, you're bringing up some phenomenal points here, and I think one of the big mistakes that I've made in the past is putting a lot of psychological energy and expectation on single individuals, or maybe two or three individuals. When this is really a business of numbers, and right. You can believe in those people all day long, but we need to get to them, get them the information, get back with them, and get follow-up information, and do that on a regular basis with the sincere belief that they're going to come on board, but not the disappointment if they don't. Right. Because what you're saying is exactly right. I mean, I just brought in a person that I've been working with for years. And finally came on board. We have instances of that all over our team. It happens all the time. Sharon Reese just brought on a person she's been working with for 5 years, and all of a sudden, unbeknownst to her, the gal had seen one post that Sharon had made, and that post gave enough reason to that woman to call and say, okay, I'm ready to get started now. And you go, off right. of that post? Are you kidding? But it's the cumulative effort. And you had, you're talking about the idea of faith and you having faith in yourself. And I did a training Saturday about conversations. And the one thing I would say about conversations that I did not say on Saturday was that the most important conversation you can have is with yourself. And I love you right. talking about you're having that conversation in the morning and really getting yourself into a state that is ready to go out and conquer the world. Okay, I'm going to pick up the phone and see if Kathy Coover will talk to me. And lo and behold, she did. And that takes a lot of belief. That takes a lot of gumption. And it worked. And so then, based on that, now you got her energy working with you, which is phenomenal. And you're going and talking to people that have been on your list for a while. And they're receptive because your energy level and your faith level is up. And people can perceive your faith right. level. They can perceive your faith. They can perceive your commitment, your conviction, your energy, and the energy will move mountains. So I think that's fantastic, everything that you're saying, Thelma. And give us some other points, because I know your mind is racing. I know how you think.
I know. The only, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the other things. I mean, when I'm running, you know, I have a tendency to listen to music. Sometimes I'll listen to podcasts of just educate, because it's hard sometimes to say, you know, when do you have time to read, right? Well, then listen to it while you're in the car, or listen to it while you're out walking, or listen to it while you're out running. So I listen to things when I run, but I also, you know, I mean, I say my affirmations so much, and I have them, you know, like embedded in my brain and my subconscious mind, that I'll wake up sometimes and I'm like saying, it's weird, but I mean, I'll wake up either praying or sometimes saying my, you know, in my brain. I mean, it's just like repetitive. It's just going over and over and over. And I have to do that, because if not, I will, again, that fixer in me wants to fix stuff, and I'll start worrying about someone. And I'm thinking, what the heck am I doing? I'm not supposed to be worrying about that person. I can't change them. So just really that any free moment when it's quiet time, I just start saying my affirmations, whether I'm saying them out loud or I'm saying them to myself in my head or I'm out running. So it's just being consistent on keeping that energy level and keeping my attitude and what I'm thinking in the right spot, right? In the right level of energy, because it's real easy to think, well, geez, I said my affirmations, and then all of a sudden I hear myself and I'm on the phone and I'm complaining, and it's like, okay, what am I doing? I'm not supposed to be complaining. And it's just, it's a habit sometimes, right? It's a habit that we worry, or a habit that we think something, not that we think negative, but we're thinking about some things that really isn't at a good energy level or in what I would say positive thinking, positive behavior, positive attitude, positive belief. You know, you start going into fear mode, and all of a sudden you listen to yourself and you're complaining, and that is not the time when you want to pick up the phone and start calling people and asking them, you know, if they want to try your product or join your business. That's not the right time. So you got to, you know, it's important to get into the habit of, when you feel yourself like that, you know, stop what you're doing and go to your little affirmations or your vision board and just say them out loud for a few times. Go walk around the block and listen to something positive. If exercise is a way that, you know, you can get your energy level up, go exercise for 30 minutes to an hour. Then come back and sit down and pick up the phone when you get your energy level high, because people do feed off of it and people feel it and people are drawn to your passion. And you repel them when you're not feeling good or you're upset or you're mad or, you're blaming or complaining or, you know, and as Mark always says, you know, it all starts with your attitude, and if it's to be, it's up to me. So you can't blame, you can't complain, and you can't compare yourself to other people, right? You have to be, you want to be excited for their success, because one day that's going to be you. So, you know, there's no greater teacher than experience, and I think this business isn't easy, but it's a journey and it's a process of growth. And the more, you know, you put into yourself, and the more that you help yourself become a better leader by reading and writing and journaling and visualizing and doing your gratitude and vision board and, you know, doing those things that help you, you have to put your own oxygen mask on first, because you can't save anybody else unless you do that first. And it starts with believing in yourself. I mean, believing that you're worthy of it. You know, we could say, well, I believe that, but do you really? Do you really think you're worthy of it? Do you really think that you can make a difference? Do you really think that you can change somebody's life? Do you really think that if Andrew had not called me last November and said, hey, I want to try something, I wouldn't be walking. I mean, I wouldn't be running. I was using rock tape to tape my knees and ankles because I had pain everywhere, because I was so toxic and I had such inflammation in my body, and I had no clue what was going on. So you never know whose life you're going to change by introducing them to these amazing products, and whose life you're going to change by telling them about the opportunity. I mean, I went the first 3 or 4 months never sharing it. I didn't even know what I'm doing. It's like, okay, I mean, I love this product, you got to share. But I didn't know that you share, they share. It took me forever to understand that, and Mark was going on and on about the cycles and this and that. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay, I think I'll figure it out. And, you know, it just took time. It took time. It took time for me to read and understand, and I'm still learning. I still don't understand all the backside of it all the way, but I, you know what? You learn as you grow in the journey of this business, and we have such an amazing product and such an amazing company and such an amazing compensation plan that you don't know whose life you're going to change. And to me, that's, you know, when I say I'm a healer, I mean, I really am. I don't mean like I think. I just mean that that's my passion and that's my purpose, and I know that's why I'm here. And I think, wow, now look how many lives I can change by sharing this product, right? You can help heal someone, and you don't know how much they're hurting. You don't know until you ask them.
Well, you know, one thing you're talking about that I really resonate with is the idea of getting into the right state in order to be effective with people. We have total control over that. If we're feeling down, if we're depressed, if we're in an excuse mode, if we're tired, if we're whatever, any of those negative things, we can change every bit of that and get into the proper state in order to be effective. So what I want to do is I want to open up the lines here, and I would love for any comments or any questions. We have a very small number of people on the call. I think a bunch of people are on vacation or at other meetings. But, Thelma, you have been fantastic. Your energy level is contagious, and I'm going to take some people off mute here. And who would like to be the first person to interact with Thelma tonight, either a comment or a question?
I guess I'll go, Tim.
Yeah, come on. This is Rob.
Well, this is Rob. Yep. Thank you. First of all, thank you for being on the call and with your enthusiasm. And personally, I just needed to be on the call tonight to hear it because it's not about me; it's about them. I just had an individual return a value pack, and he is now ghost. Doesn't want to talk, and he's been a longtime family friend. So it's not about me. It's about his timing. And just found out his son really wants these products. So some way along the line, it'll work out.
Well, you know, you just kind of have to bless and release, right? I mean, you really don't know what's going on, and you can't take it personal. And it's real easy to do that because I'm, you know, definitely guilty of that. But, you know, it's, you don't know why. And as a mindset coach told me, it's not your business to worry about it. You can't fix it. It's not your business. And if it's God's business, it's not your business. I mean, I don't mean that to be like it's not really funny, but I mean, it isn't your business. You can't take it personal. If they return it, they return it. You never know what the reason
exactly.
is. And you might not ever know.
So I appreciate hearing that from you also because I'm not the only one.
Oh, heck no. Heck no.
Thank you for everything. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Rob.
Welcome.
Good comments there. And we got time for one or two more. Who else would like to step up? Come on, leaders.
Tim, this is Pat, and I want to thank Thelma so much for all that she said tonight, her enthusiasm and just her wisdom of when she decided to step out and do more and be more. And what that does is it shows us a picture of we have to take responsibility to do the same thing in our own businesses. And this is a perfect timing for me, so I just wanted to thank you so much, Thelma, for your sharing tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I laughed with Mark today, and I thought, you know, if I really want to walk the stage and really want to be the leader, I mean, I can't, like, have Mark hold my hand and walk on the stage with me and talk for me. So I thought, okay, I just got to go out there and make it happen and just, you know, get comfortable being uncomfortable. But, you know, again, every one of those leaders that we saw walk the stage, and Tim, I know you would agree in this, they had to start that first step of being uncomfortable, you know, getting uncomfortable, right, and being comfortable doing it. I mean, it's stretching and growing, and that's the only way to do it is just to jump out there and do it. So, I mean, I'm definitely no expert. I'm just saying that I'm doing it, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you also.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. And Thelma, when I first started, I didn't know how to spell isogenics. So my links I was sending were not working. I was wondering why my links weren't working. Well, I was spelling the name of the company incorrectly. So it's a funny story. Got time for one more? Would love to have one other person step up here. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with that being said, Thelma, I want to thank you so much. You are fantastic and just great words of wisdom. I predict if anybody's going to make it in this business, you're going to be the one to do it. And I believe anybody listening to this call and resonating with it can do the same thing. So thank you for being on our call. We appreciate you and love you, and we're just so proud of your success already. But you got a lot more in the future coming, so it's going to be exciting.
All right, Tim, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Good night. Thanks.
Night.
Bye.
Thanks again, Thelma.